now to Florida's 16th congressional district and a sex scandal. If that sounds to you like a headline from 2006, your memory serves you well. It was Republican Mark Foley's district. After he stepped down over charges involving teenage male pages on the Hill, Democrat Tim Mahoney won the seat. NPR's Greg Allen reports on this latest scandal.
It's a story that was first reported by ABC News on its website, the same place where, as it happens, the Mark Foley story broke 2 years ago. ABC reports that in 2006, Mahoney began having an affair with one of his campaign volunteers, Patricia Allen, and after he was elected, gave her a job on his staff in Washington. ABC quotes current and former Mahoney staff, saying after the affair broke off, Mahoney fired her. The network has a copy of the phone call from January, in which Allen is heard challenging Mahoney to tell her why she's really being fired.
You're fired. Do you hear me? Don't tell me whether it's correct or not.
Tell me why else I'm fired.
There's no why else.
Yeah, there is.
No.
According to ABC, after Allen threatened to sue Mahoney for sexual harassment, a settlement was reached that paid her $121,000. Mahoney met with reporters this morning in Palm Beach Gardens with his wife Terry at his side. While he didn't confirm the affair, he didn't exactly deny it either.
I take full responsibility for my actions and the pain that I've caused my wife Terry and my daughter Bailey. No marriage is perfect. But our private life is our private life. And I'm sorry that these allegations have caused embarrassment and heartache.
The irony here, of course, is that it was just a few weeks earlier in 2006, in the very same district. Allegations of improper, sexually explicit internet messages sent to teenaged male pages derailed the re-election bid of Republican Congressman Mark Foley. Foley had been in Congress for more than a decade, and his opponent, political novice Tim Mahoney, was given little chance of unseating him. But then came Foley's sex scandal, which re-energized Mahoney's campaign and his political ads.
Every generation has the responsibility of turning over to the next generation, America that's more moral and one that offers greater opportunity to their children.
On Monday, after the allegations broke, Mahoney called for a House ethics investigation of the charges, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi complied. Republicans say the investigation is an attempt by Democrats to bury the issue until after the election. Even before the story broke, Tim Mahoney was considered one of the most vulnerable House Democrats. His district leans Republican, and he's facing a well-funded opponent, Republican Tom Rooney, whose family owns the Pittsburgh Steelers. Today, Rooney wouldn't comment on the allegations, but Palm Beach Republican Chairman Sid Dinerstein wasn't as reticent.
The hypocrisy, the possible use of campaign funds, I've publicly called for him to simply step down and give the people in that district an opportunity to have somebody represent them who actually is in Washington to do the people's business.
Dinerstein also had harsh words for the chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, Rahm Emanuel, whom he says knew about the affair and did nothing about it. Emanuel's office released a statement saying he heard rumors about the alleged affair and confronted Mahoney with them early last year. At his brief appearance today, Mahoney denied there was any misuse of campaign funds and insisted he'll continue his campaign for re-election. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.